Welcome to the show that rocks this scene, where flavors clash and dreams convene. It's the Q&U podcast, strapping tight, rolling through the 956 tonight. Local talent in the spotlight's glare, artist business tales laid bare. The beat of the streets, the city pulse, we chew the stories, the good and the repulse. Guitar strung to the rhythm of our talks, bolder voices echoing down the South Texan walks. We dine on drama with a side of flair, everything's served up raw, so be aware. From painters to poets, they all come here, sharing their passion, conquering their fear. Business moguls with dreams so vast, step up to the mic, share their tales from the past. So tune in, rock out to the Q&U show, where the tales are real and the faces glow. Heartbeats, heart chats in the 956 flow, where the stage, the light come bask in our glow.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Q&U podcast. We are back live on Facebook, YouTube, and our Q&U podcast and my actual page. And I got Chew is back with us again. Look at this bad boy right here, man. Jesus Christ.
Coming to you live from whatever's left at Sesame Street.
Hey, I've been punching out a bunch of little media stuff, dude.
It's been incredible how creative you've been.
Oh yeah. Man, it's been crazy, bro.
The creative juices have definitely been flowing.
They're popping and rolling, popping and rolling.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
But episode 251.
What?
Wow, dude. Finally stepping into the greener light, already coming towards 300.
Here we go.
Slowly but surely, we're getting there.
And once we get to 300, it's over.
That's what you've been saying for the last couple of episodes, dude.
I'm tired. This is supposed to be my day off. What am I doing here? What is my life?
No, dude. But anyways, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We did have a special guest with us today. Unfortunately, you know, situation-wise, sometimes you have stuff that comes up automatically you got to take care of, which is understandable. We're supposed to have no more cheese man on the episode today. Unfortunately, yes. He's not here, or he might pop up. We don't know yet. I am still hopeful that he'll still pop up on the podcast. He just has the link. So if he jumps on, we'll go in and smooth it out through there.
You'll talk to him. I won't. He missed out.
Now, I know he was occupied with something at work. Yeah. So, I mean, let him get that taken care of. Yeah. And maybe we'll see him later on during the podcast. But episode 251, there's a lot of stuff going on. We haven't had a solo podcast, just you and I.
It's been a while. It's horribly uncomfortable, yes.
Yeah, it's horribly very uncomfortable, yeah. Especially just looking at you straight ahead from me.
Staring at each other's eyes, you know, for the past half hour. Yeah,
let alone you just saying eyes scares the shit out of me, bro.
Eyes without a face.
Oh, God, don't even start, bro. Don't even start. But
no, play the song now. Play it.
No, I ain't playing no song. I don't have the copyrights for that.
All right, I'll sing it then.
No, please. No, I think Billy will sue us. You
sing it, dude.
I love you, Billy. You're the best.
But today's episode, we are going on talking about a little bit about current events that are happening right now as we speak.
Yeah.
First, on the topic, I know Chew. I had brought this up a couple of minutes ago before we even started. Oh, by the way, awesome intro, like we were talking about. Yes. That'll be our new intro for now. It's a little longer than what our regular intro is, but that'll get everybody warmed up to it so we can actually show the show.
It'll allow everyone to brace themselves for what's about to appear.
Yeah, to see your face. But anyways.
I heard that.
Yeah, you heard that. Yeah. I don't want to be insulted.
I know.
But we want to start off right off the bat. Over in Kerr County, Kerrville, Texas,
Texas,
there was a horrible flood.
Yes.
Came out, wasn't expected to be this.
Hardly expected, yeah.
Horrible. I know there were some casualties. There was a big, our hearts go out to all the families that might have lost something, lost somebody there.
Well, and, at current count, the casualties are at 150 plus.
Okay. Yeah, I just got a text from No Cheese Man. He says, I won't be able to make it. Leaving for, yeah, that's fine. Fine. No problem.
We'll
schedule you again. Don't worry. Yeah. But yeah, going back to Kerber, you were saying, I'm sorry?
Current count, the casualty count stands at 150 dead or missing.
Jesus Christ, man.
That may go up.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. I mean, we did go out and look for a video on how it actually the flood looked like actually coming in.
Yeah,
There is actual video that they took out there. Somebody on the actual bridge.
Right.
I'll show it to you right now. Give me 1 second, guys. Let me just share this with you. Let me see if I. It's been a while since I've done this, so give me 1 second. There you go.
Yeah, the video is kind of disturbing. It's a. You can tell that the creek that the water is flowing through is definitely filled to capacity.
Check this shit out, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Look at this, man. There's a calm river, as you can see right now on the video. It's a calm river coming in slowly. But if you see the current slowly maneuvering itself, and look behind it.
Yeah.
My God, dude. I mean, to see this, that's just nuts.
And that's just the beginning.
It's crazy, bro. And look, and you can see all the junk coming in. The debris, mind you, the debris that's coming in already.
Bear in mind that that's people's houses and homes and maybe even people themselves.
Yeah, or animals themselves also that got caught up with this flood. And look at this thing, man.
If you watch the video from the news, too, it's just a testament to how unprepared everyone was for this storm.
They weren't expecting it to be this
horrific. No.
Look at this.
No.
Look at this. Look at this. Are you seeing this video?
Yeah.
Look at this, man. Look at all that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. I mean, our heart goes out to everybody in Kerr County, man. Kerrville. Jesus Christ, man. This is horrible, bro. It's horrible, scary to see that. Look how high the water's coming up to the bridge already.
Yeah, it's already up to the bridge level.
Look at that. Yep. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is some interesting. Oh, shoot. Take that off. He goes, it's crazy seeing that, you know. I've never been in a situation to see something like that occur in front of me.
I never want to be. I would never want to be. Yeah, no.
I have seen crosswinds before in effect, you know, and how the house would shake and all that. But that is just, it's traumatizing to see that.
Well, we live here in the valley. So we've been, you know, we've seen our fair share of intense weather that's come through, like cells from hurricanes that have come in, blown down trees, hit transformers, you know, water that's come flooding through the neighborhoods. And
right,
things.
Right.
We've seen that.
Yeah.
But something like that, I hope to God I never see it.
It's crazy, man, because my wife and I, we talk a lot about stuff that's going on in the country and stuff like that. Yeah. And a lot of these cuts, I hate talking politics. I hate diving into that end because there's a lot of haysayers and no-sayers and, well, this is not true, this is not that true. I mean, but with this whole, all these cuts that Doge did at the time, you know, with the weather response and letting people know or get informed before this thing hits, I mean, it's crazy. Being from the RGV itself, knowing that we are literally Hurricane Valley, I mean, it's been a while. Knock on wood, it's been a while and a long good while, and let's keep it that way.
Yes.
Then we've been in a situation like that.
Right.
And not having that service or those capabilities now to let us know in advance that it's coming. We need to invite, this is something that, something we need to reach out, maybe try to reach out to Mr. Tim Smith again.
Sure.
To come on to the show like we had him a couple of years back.
Yeah, that'd be
and
great.
And talk to us about that. Give us keep our mind at ease. Because, I mean, I've seen Tim Smith go through so many different hurricanes in the RGV, man. Yeah. You know, he's been there in and through and throughout since the early 80s.
The entire team he's had.
The great team. Great team. And but now with this situation, it's crazy. Go ahead.
Well, if I could just say, you know, just as a caveat, right now it's still being investigated because you know, there are those questions being asked, like, why weren't there storm alarms sounding? Because there are alarms.
Right.
They're saying that those alarms aren't really set up for, like, you know, surprise storms like this.
Right.
Because we've had, you know, surprise, you know, cells, storm cells come through. You know, they plowed through, they left their rain, but it was never to this severity. You know, that people are thinking that there's a man on a switch just, you know, standing by ready to push the button.
Yeah, but exactly. Apparently,
it's not set up like that. So,
right.
We don't know if it was because of Doge cuts that these alarms weren't working. We don't know what happened with the system, because those questions are being asked by a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean.
So, you know, I know that, you know, you have your thoughts and I have my thoughts, but I just wanted to put that out there that as of right now, they are still investigating that. So, you know, we're not going to dive too deep into that. I'd like to keep it just at the level of the people that are suffering right now, though. Not just the 150 families that have lost someone tragically, but, you know, the thousands of other people that have been affected as well that have lost their homes.
Right.
You know, they've lost their vehicles. You know, yes, those can be replaced, but it's going to take time and a lot of money. And, you know, I know that, you know, a lot of communities in Texas are very close-knit, so I'm sure that they have, you know, they'll get some help, but they're going to need a lot more help than the small communities in Kerrville.
I mean, we've watched movies where they have that certain sound. I was horrified since I was a kid to hear that warning siren go off.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, now being an adult, you know, and you hear them, you know what to do.
Yeah.
But for a kid to hear that, I'm not sure you know what the warning siren sounds like. Hold on a second. It's shaking and disturbing. It's shaking and disturbing. Let me see. I think it's this one. I think it's something similar to this one, if I'm mistaken. Can you imagine hearing that? Dude, that's nuts. That's nuts to hear something like that go off in the middle of the night or even during the day.
Well, if you went to school in Weslaco, you definitely heard that when you were at school, middle of the day, all of a sudden the siren would go off and you'd hear it like, why is that always going on? Like, what's going on?
Right. Right.
And the teacher would tell you, well, it's because of the storm, and you just tune it out. But
exactly.
You know,
but like, to hear it as a kid, I mean,
an alarm like that, I remember hearing one time, exactly one time, when I was visiting my brothers and sisters in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. I think it was a tornado warning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that was a tornado alert.
Yeah, there you go.
But to hear that now as an adult, it still scares the shit out of me, bro. It scares the crap out of me because you don't know what to expect. You don't know what's coming and what kind of storm is coming in or what's on its way.
Well, especially like you have a family, you know, that you want to take care of and everything. And you know, I completely understand that. But again, how many times is it wrong and nothing's happened? And it was like, ching, I was watching the game.
Right, exactly. It's like the boy who cried wolf, pretty much, you know. Yeah. And now I'm there, when you hear the siren, testing the siren.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way, you know, so many times it's been tested. You know, we don't realize it could be something worse.
Right.
You know, right. I mean, living in Donna for so many years, I know one time we were in the middle of the storm, of an eye of the storm. We did hear the siren when the second half of that storm was hitting in. I don't know what year this was. I don't know. It was real small. And to hear that sign just scares the crap out of me, bro. It scares me.
Yep.
You know, and seeing my dad's eyes, you know, he's trying to be strong, but at the same time, you're like, fuck, you know, how are we supposed to prepare? How am I supposed to keep my family safe? You know, my brother and my sister, you know, it's crazy.
He had the same fear that you had, you know, how am I going to protect my family? What's going to happen to our house?
I got David Garcia saying crazy. Yeah, it is. Oh, big shout out to Josh. Morales, man, it was going on just yes. How many people do you time or actually prepare for? Yeah, it's true. No, you're right. Right now, when you think about it, not many, Josh. But big shout out to Josh. Had a humongous outcome for his movie. He's released it over at I spoke to Julian today at my work. He came by to pick up some stuff where I work, and I asked him, "Hey, man, I saw you had Josh over at your place." And, yeah. And Julian is actually, if anybody who watches the show, he's been on our show before. He is has a show called Entre los Otros. He's a gentleman that has a show on CW, by the way.
Yeah.
They'll be back this Sunday. This week, I think they're working on the new episode. So they're coming back to actual regular TV. And he was telling me word that it might be also coming out Univision. So, hey, man. Good job, buddy. Be out there.
Congratulations, Josh.
Congratulations. Yeah. But that's Julian. Now, Josh had Julian. A big turnout over his movie release this past, I'm not sure, Josh, was it on a Friday? Was it Friday or Saturday? I can't remember. Or was it a Wednesday? I'm not really sure. I was in between those days. I know it was right before or after 4th of July. Julian was telling me there was a big turnout. A lot of people showed up to come watch it. A little bit more informative for people who want to know more on what Josh is actually pushing for on the actual signatures to bring this up to the county, to all the counties. And I was so happy. I'm like, man, I'm glad he had a big turnout, man.
That's fantastic. Awesome. Yeah.
So,
congratulations to Julian and Josh.
Yeah, man. Good job, guys. Keep pushing out there, giving people more informed on what's going on in the RGV.
Absolutely.
But going back to Kerrville, man, it's crazy, man. I mean, such a quiet little town. I mean, we've driven by a couple of times. You know, we already stopped by and checked out Kerrville itself, but
you really go to Kerrville for fishing and stuff that.
Yeah. Most of the time it's just fishing, but passing by, I mean, I've never really gone into the town. He goes, "Oh, okay, here I got something here for you guys. Want to go and say it's a change or human rights? There you go, Rio Grande human rights crisis, guys. Check that out. Go on there, sign up ASAP, man. Thank you so much, Josh. To see this little town go through this, it kind of scares me because we've had floods in the RGV, and Josh brought this up last time when he came on the show. There's so many ways how a lot of cities prepare for it.
Right.
And there's the right way and the wrong way. And the way Josh has actually investigated into that, he's said that majority of the time is that they get a water pump, take out water from a certain area.
Yeah.
That's, let's not use the word important, you know, everybody's important, but the high,
where the poor people live,
pretty much,
yeah,
that's where they toss the
where
water.
The poor people live, that's
they,
where
they pump the water that way,
yes,
so that what floods everything else, you know. And it's sad to know that, you know, our own raza doing that to each other, you know.
Well, I mean, we've seen it here in the valley, dude. Like the last time the big rain came through and areas flooded.
Yeah.
Every single time there's a big rainstorm, what mm-hmm. happens? You know, the bigger colonias where the newer houses and the newer housing developments, you know, they're all of a sudden fine. But the poorer neighborhoods,
the ones
months later, are still flooded.
Yeah, exactly.
With toxic water everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And the counties are just like,
Well, it happens, people. Yeah. You should have known where you bought land.
We're doing our best. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's one of the things I tell a lot of people, a lot of homeowners. The best time to shop for land is after a rainstorm.
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure exactly where you build. If it's not too flooded, that's where you want to build.
Yeah.
That's the area. Those are the subdivisions you want in.
Yeah.
And like my dad always told me, I'm going to cobre la casa, amigo. Echale chingos de caliche. At least 3 feet high. And then build on top of that. So it could be like an angle going up.
And the
whole area.
Beware any housing builders that refuse to do that.
Yes.
Beware.
Yeah, there's something you need to be very careful with.
Because they're trying to do it on the cheap, and cheap will cost you big time in the end.
In the end, yeah, pretty much. Pretty much like a karma, if you want to go that direction.
Right. Well, for them.
Yeah, for them, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that, like I said, once again, a big big hugs and loves to support to Kerrville, man. I hope everybody's who was there. Go ahead.
If anybody wants to, you know, help out the people of Kerrville, they can donate to the Kerrville County Flood Relief Fund.
There you go.
Or you can, there's various area, places that they can go to. I like to recommend the Salvation Army of Kerrville. Mm. And there's also the Southern Oaks Church. I know a lot of members who passed away were members of that.
Wow.
So I'm sure that they would appreciate the help.
Wow, man.
The American Red Cross, Good Shepherd Episcopal School. But if you need any more information on where to donate, you know, go ahead and just Google it, like I did.
We'll try to link it out to our Facebook page. That way we can try to little help out, man.
Sure.
I mean, that'd be something something we have to paste on our page so people can actually find it and try to help donate.
Yeah.
But on to other stuff. I mean, not to like, all right, let's get off the sad side. Not to do that, but moving on to different other topics. The big, beautiful bill passed.
Why does that sound familiar?
Let's not go there. Let's not go there. Because they've already been actually. What's the word I'm trying to say here?
It's been
abbreviated. Abbreviate that in particular bill. Now there's a lot of people saying it now on TikTok.
What are they calling it?
I'm not gonna say it. You figure it out.
Say it.
You figure it out.
I'll say it.
You say it.
I'll burn them to the ground.
No, man, but yeah, supposedly it got signed on 4th of July, people.
Of course.
A lot of people are scarce. I did read, or my wife was telling me that she had read about an old couple that actually, I don't want to say the word, but deceased. I can't use the word, the R word or the K word on that, but I don't want, because I know we're live on YouTube and we got to be careful what we say. But
what are you trying to say?
They're no longer with us. They stepped into a Lowe's and they are no longer with us. I'll leave it at that. If you could put two and two together, after this bill was signed, these were older people. These were already, I think, I'm not sure, in their late 70s or early 80s. I'm not sure, but this is what my wife was telling me. She had read and all these Medicare, SNAP, all these benefits.
Yeah,
you know, they're slowly but surely being taken away from a lot of people who need it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, people. I know there's some people out there. Well, there's people that cheat on it, bro, and they do this and they do that. I understand because I feel the same way. It
believe
burns
us.
My hide.
Believe
just
us.
About,
yeah. I can't tell you. I can't tell you how many times I've seen some lady getting out of an Escalade with with jewelry and fancy purses, and then going in HEB to buy food. And she whips out the food stamp card.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, to pay for it. And it's like, are you kidding me?
I understand that, guys.
If there are a way to report those people,
in
a timely manner.
There is.
I mean, that would make a damn bit of difference. You know, maybe that would help, but I doubt it.
Yeah. I mean, there is. I mean, I've had my share of seeing people that do that. That are driving these high caliber vehicles.
Yeah.
They go in, they buy all the steaks.
Dude,
all this and all that.
How many teachers here in the Valley have we seen?
I don't know, bro.
Whip out the food stamp card.
They don't even have kids.
And I
understand that. I'll fend for that. I mean, if you are part of the academic program where you are part of a district and you do work for the districts, I understand sometimes you do need a little help, even if you're a single parent or you're the only one working in the area. And Lord knows right now, as we speak, bills are just off the roof. Gas is off the roof.
Right. Yes, you're right. I take that back. I meant was administrators.
That is a whole different other story.
Yeah.
I understand that.
I apologize profusely. I retract that statement.
Sorry, letters are going in the mail, people.
Sorry.
But
yeah, I meant administrators.
Yeah, yeah. That's your camera, by the way, buddy.
Administrators.
Wrong camera. You know what? All three are on you, buddy. Go
Thank
ahead.
You. You know what? Turn yours around, too.
Every single angle that people don't want to see. But but I have...
Let me take off my shirt.
That? No, don't do that. Plus, they'll cancel us on the money.
Nah, you asked for it.
But, yeah, and I mean, these are stuff that are being slowly taken away.
Yeah.
Not only that, I know most of it that I know will take an effect in 2026. This will actually will take an effect. There are people who do need it. They do need it, no matter what. I mean, they're going through situations in their life that they need it bad.
They've even stated themselves that millions of people are going to be losing benefits, and you know that's not great news right now.
And there's a lot of old folks' homes that are families that are preparing to bring their parents or their grandparents or home, and giving them a place to stay, which is going to cost. Not to say it's a burden, because it's not. Family is family. But
it's
going to create even more an extra mouth.
It's to stress. Feed
more stress.
Yeah.
You know, and it's difficult. It's difficult. I mean, I'm not in that situation as per se now. But if I was, it would be difficult. It would be very difficult to handle that.
Yeah.
I mean, and now on top of that, health benefits for... For adults and children that have either their Down syndrome, their autistic, the ADHD, the list goes on and on.
Right.
You know, motor skills, all that stuff. Their benefits are being pulled away also.
Yeah.
And that's even more scary.
I don't get that at all. You know?
I don't get it.
Because it's medically documented, like what the deal is, what's going on. Why would you take benefits away from them?
Exactly.
They're not. This isn't something that they can recover from later on, you know, with treatment or anything. This is a lifelong.
It's for the end of to the end of time
until they leave this world. Yeah.
And to be per se that they take that away from them, bro.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's scary. It's horrible. You know. And
you know what makes it worse is that it's clearly. For the benefit of rich people.
Yes.
For the wealthy.
Yes.
You know, they're not even trying to hide that anymore. No,
they're not. You know, I've had certain conversations with different people. I'm not throwing them under the bus or anything. But, you know, I brought up the fact we talk once in a while. And he was telling me, the company offers insurance. I go, I understand that. I understand what you're telling me. But some of these companies... that go and get the insurance, get the cheapest provider of insurance they can get, which screws the employer that's trying to live not only to get their family insurance, but also take care of their bills, get food for their family, you know, keep everything a whole, clothing, a roof over their head, get ready for school. It's just nonstop. And if you're an individual person, a single dad or a single mom, that's taking care of a child who maybe has special needs. Oh, they don't even have special needs. And you have three kids out there, and you're the only one bringing the bacon home.
Right.
Bro, it's horrible. It's hard. It's hard. You cannot just say, oh, well, bills are going up. Sorry, Jimmy. You ain't getting your Salisbury steak this week. No. And I hate to say Salisbury steak. You know, we're Moita fries. No, it doesn't work that way. What I'm trying to say is that it's... You can't. It's hard right now.
Well,
this is a semi-depression. To me, though, we're slowly diving in into the ultimate depression already.
I mean, all the signs of a recession are there. Economists have said it before. All the signs of a recession are there. It's just the government refuses to say it. It's like, it doesn't really matter if it says it anymore. Happening.
And then for you to come out on national TV and say, oh, don't worry. Prices are going down. Everybody can buy eggs now. Everybody can buy bread. Oh, have you seen the gasoline prices? It's $1.99 a gallon now. Where the hell is this?
Well, that's fine.
Where the hell is this?
Well, that's fine if your family can survive on one egg and one slice of bread. a day. That'd be great. You know, a family of four living off an egg and a piece of bread.
No shit.
That'd be fucking fantastic.
No,
you know?
No shit.
We'd be living in Candyland right now, but we're not. I mean, this. And
don't get me started, people.
On top of everything else, you know how you were talking about the insurance through work and stuff like that.
Yeah,
big insurance companies, they're deciding, you know what, we're not going to cover these medications that we were covering, you know, just last month.
Exactly.
You know, on a dime, they can change their minds. Oh, we're not going to cover this medication anymore. We may not even cover the generic version anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Fuck you, you know, whatever, yeah, you know, whatever much, your problem is.
Pretty much giving the finger, it goes, here,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is for you, yeah.
Besides, the medication only costs $1,000, you know, a pill or whatever,
it's
a
ridiculous.
Dose.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, and there's, I know a lot of pharmacies, even across the nation, I'm pretty sure there's always that one local pharmacy that tries to help out as much as they can, but when you really look at it in the big run, remember, Medicaid, all that is taken away. This is their money maker.
Yep.
This is how they make their money.
Yep.
Mind you, just a thought, allergies. This guy right here, allergies.
Yep.
You know, I go out and get my allergy pill. Cost me right now, as we speak, go out there with no health benefits, mind you. No health benefits. Go out there, buy. It's going to cost me $40 to $50 to buy a little prescription about so much that has maybe about like 9 or 10 pills. Here, take this. This is going to help you out. Mind you, the guy next to me has Medicaid, medical insurance, the health tax, health benefits. He's paying $5 for the same thing that I'm paying for.
Right.
Now, no more health benefits. That guy's not paying $5 anymore. He's going to pay what I'm paying. On top of that, some of these pharmacies are going to be like, hey, man, Medicare's not helping us out anymore. We got to jack the price up.
Yeah.
So the bottle of 9-10 pills that I'm getting for $50 probably going to run me $80, $90, maybe $100 now.
Yep.
We'll throw an extra pill in there for free. Don't worry about it. Like, yeah, sure. Why not?
We'll give you this pill organizer to see how fucked you are.
Monday through Friday, man. Everybody got it now.
Saturday, Sunday, nothing happens on Saturday and Sunday. So.
No shit. But
I mean, you understand why more and more people are going into Mexico and Canada to get their prescriptions,
because
like that's literally the only way.
Yeah.
But at this rate, you can't even do that anymore. You're going to have to fly to Venezuela.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have to fly to Venezuela to get your medications.
Pretty much. Well, let's go ahead and bump right into our commercials right now, because after this, we're talking about Alligator Alcatraz. We're going to talk about next, buddy, because this is going to be
the best idea ever.
Shut up, dude.
I love it.
You're an idiot.
I can't wait to visit it.
You shut the hell up. Here you go. Shout out to all our sponsors right here, man. Here you go. Big shout out to all our sponsors, man. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast.
Thank God they're still sponsoring us.
Triple J Plumbing, thank you so much, man. If you want to need an assist of a licensed plumber, give them a call. It'll be on our Facebook page. Also, big shout out to Anotis Construction. Great craftsmanship. You're looking to renovate. Commercial, residential, these are the guys you want in your corner. They're really, really good. Also, big shout out to Javier Cavazos, who's having a summer camp this month, actually. A couple more weeks it starts up. You might want to go check that horseback riding. Learn how to jump. Care for horses. You know, all that great stuff that they're going to have available for all the kids. So you might want to sign up for that. And last but not least, a big shout out to Freddie Honda over at Pandora's Box Tattoo, man, which I still got this bad boy. Look at that. Beautiful. Oh, shoot, right there. Beautiful artwork that he does, man. Great guy. Give him a call. Let him know Chewy News sent you. So back to our conversation that we were having. Alligator.
Oh!
Alcatraz.
I get it. The triple B bill.
Oh, shut up, dude.
I didn't
say anything. My brother's next door. I did not say anything. He figured it out himself.
Triple B bill.
But Alligator Alcatraz.
You know
what, dude?
Ya ni hay en que ser, dude.
Bro. Oh, my God. Like, they haven't even opened yet. It already flooded, dude.
Yeah.
That's how horrible it is.
That's how bad of an idea this was. Bro,
even she comes out, the actual person who's announcing it, we're alligator Alcatraz, where there's only one way to get in, and the wildlife, most dangerous wildlife all around. One way in, one way out. Guess what, guys? It flooded.
Guess what? It flooded.
The fuck? Are you serious? You honestly think, mi gente, mi Mexicano gente, you know they ain't going to hold us in.
Shingo.
By the end of the week, we'll be making alligator hats, alligator purses, alligator barbecues.
The boots, dude, the boots.
Boots, alligator belts. Come on, man. Alligator vest.
Mira, mi cachucha, mira.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mexican, not Mexican.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about? I mean, my heart goes to all those people that had been catched by ICE, you know. And now everything has been put in prospective way of them talking about the way you can or maybe be hauled away is whether you have a bad criminal background or anything like that. That's what they've been saying.
Well, right now it seems like any kind of criminal background is getting people rounded up, no matter the status of their...
You're at a red light, bro. You're going in. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? You? What the fuck? Are you serious? Get out of here, man. It's ridiculous. It's our country has gone literally effing haywire. Effing haywire.
I've been talking about it with my provider. You know, she has family members that aren't see,
even
legal.
My mom clocking in right here. Yeah. You know, alligator flea market. It's ridiculous.
It really is. They've systematically taken away everything that allows someone to build a life here. Any kind of life.
Imagine
all the people that have been here for 30 plus years that have built businesses, that have built families, that have contributed tax money to the government. They're not even legal citizens. They're still contributing tax money.
It kills my heart, dude. That these people
breaks my heart.
Yes, dude. It does.
Do you know how many abandoned trucks I've seen on the side of the road because people were pulled over?
Yes.
And they were just hauled away. How many abandoned fruit stands I've seen? How many empty restaurants?
Right.
All those things that were building communities, dude.
Yes.
You know, these were community gathering places. Families gathered together at these restaurants to eat.
Right, right.
You know, people went to these markets to buy food and, you know, what, and shop around and, you know, commiserate with each other. Now, the pulga is a sad sight, dude. It is sad.
Dude, I have a friend of mine who works for a company here in the RGV. Mm-hmm. He was working on a Saturday, and he said he was just barely going to work, you know, clocking in, ready to go in and mind his business. All of a sudden, he sees this truck pull in to a parking lot, to his parking lot. And the way they have it set up is that there's two gates. So he was driving in, and he tried to get out. Unfortunately, one of the gates was closed.
Mm-hmm.
But right behind him were two black trucks chasing them down. And he says that they tried to jump out of the vehicle and make a run for it, but there's no point.
Right.
Picked them up, threw them in, and they were gone. They were gone, and that truck stayed there. And he said later on they came and picked it up, and some, I guess, family came for it. So I go, what? Were they on the run, or were they at a job site, and they got picked up? Because I do not know the whole story. I don't. It's ridiculous, man. It's horrible.
That just smacks to me. That they've been looking at them for a while.
Yes, exactly.
That, you know, maybe they did something, you know, a long time ago, and they just never got off the radar for whatever reason.
Right, right.
You know, and you know that's unfortunate too. But you know, my heart goes out more to like the people I was telling you about, like,
the hardworking people, man. Yeah,
the hardworking people that have no record, have never done anything, have been
Come here to this country and did it right.
Yeah.
Did it right. Yeah. I hate to say it like that.
Yeah.
Because there's some that have crossed, you know, wrong.
Yeah.
But they've walked that straight line.
Yeah.
But what they have not done is actually gone and get it done.
I think of it, they lived the life that they wanted to live back home but couldn't.
Right.
They came here to this country. All they wanted to do back home was support their family and live a quiet life.
Right.
For whatever reason, they couldn't.
Right.
So they came here, and they had the life.
Yep.
And they were building, you know, their family, and they were building their homes and
yeah.
and the businesses that they wanted. And the only thing that was wrong with them was that, you know, they just didn't have the paperwork right.
Exactly. And Lord knows how long it takes to get that paperwork in. And then
it takes 10 years on a good, you know, with a good record.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
It's really crazy. But, yeah, man, so Alligator Alcatraz floods automatically with the first rainfall. I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
You know what, dude? I was kind of disappointed with Alligator Alcatraz because that sounds like something Trump would have come up with when he was like 8.
You know? It's the truth.
Why don't we just put alligators all around the prison and things like that? You know, something an 8-year-old would come up.
Right.
A true madman, a true genius.
Oh, here we go. We're actually looking at one. Would have had
dolphins with freaking lasers on their heads.
And that made the clip.
That's how you build a prison. You get... All I want is some dolphins with the freaking lasers on their...
Not sharks, ladies and gentlemen.
No, not sharks.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Because they're the smartest mammal in the sea right now.
Dolphins are literal sea Satan, okay? They are the devil. Don't be fooled by their built-in smile or, you know.
Mama says dolphins are the devil.
They're the devil. Yeah.
Oh, here come the devil response, the dolphin responses. But,
fuck you, you know I'm right.
But, you're right. It's something that like an 8-year-old would come up with yeah. Of a prison like that, you yeah. know, and you know.
But who's worse, dude? The you know, the idiot who came up with the idea, or the idiots that go along with it? Like, you know,
the people that go along
yeah.
with it. Yeah,
you know what?
The yes men. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir. That's such a good.
Oh, someone borrow, give me a towel, gotta wipe my nose. Oh,
no, leave it on. Leave it on. It's a badge of pride.
Shit. But anyways, but yeah, one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard in my life. This crap. I don't know, bro. I don't know. It's crazy. And I'm not the only one who's saying it, everybody's saying it. But off of that subject, that is, oh gosh. Now, maybe put you in.
Oh, look, there's a black helicopter outside the studio.
Oh, look. Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, well, they're here for us, guys.
Shows what they know. I'm already shitting myself right now. Good luck.
But another aspects, another news, we will be at a back to school session. Over in Donna, Texas, I have the actual invitation here. Give me one second. They invited us for a, I don't want to say like a meet and greet because I don't think we're that popular, but
I am.
But let me see.
I go outside this studio, man. I get swamped. I guess just
by flies, maybe. But
nevertheless, hater.
The third annual back to school bash is going to be held in Donna. This should be a good one, boss. They're going to have an event day. They're going to have free backpacks, free school supplies. This is happening on, I have the date here, July 26, 2025, which is going to be on a Saturday. Now, this is going to, the address is 602 Hooks Avenue in Donna, Texas, 75537. It starts at 4 p.m. We got invited to show face. We'll be giving out some caps, some t-shirts for the kiddos that come by. So I got to make little t-shirts for these guys. don't worry, there'll be some husky ones. I know we got some husky ones. Well, I'll bring some husky ones. But on top of that, we got Chicano Life magazine that's going to be in the area also. And look at the way Chew pops up like that, bro. Big shout out to Chicano Life magazine, man. We will be getting interviewed for the magazine. We got asked, and that is a a big wow. Thank you so much, Houston, Texas, man. Coming from Houston, Texas out there to come down here and do their festival, meet up with that back to school festival, and also have us get interviewed for the magazine. That's awesome.
That's freaking awesome. I was really surprised by that, dude. It was like, wow, that's amazing, dude.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're never really sure, you know, about who's listening to us or what impact we're having.
Right. Man, I know, I did get a shout out by, I believe it's the lady who will be running the back to school bash there for that event.
Okay.
They're excited to meet us. They can't wait to meet us and all that good stuff. So we will be going a short little live podcast there with my cell phone, so you can hear us and talk to the people that are with us and stuff like that. So you get an idea. So come on out that day, July 26th. 4 p.m. in Donna, Texas. Check out our Facebook page, and we have all the information there. But going back,
I can't wait to interact with the people. Hello, children. Would you like a bag?
Maybe not you. It'll probably just be me. Yeah.
Come closer. I said, come closer.
Yep. And, oh, great. We got a message. We're banned from the event now. No.
What?
Oh God! But anyways, yeah. So that event, we'll be out there checking that out.
Wow! Is it time for back to school already?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy how fast summer runs by. I mean, we're already in the beginning of July. You know, and Lord knows, I mean, we just went. It felt like New Year's was just. Last month,
dude. I still
spring
feel...
break was like last month. Ether was like a last month, bro.
Spring break.
I'm sorry, you can't go those anymore.
No, why won't anyone give me a ride?
It's so easy. Just perch you on the top of the hood and just drive to the strip.
I'm fine with that.
Did they kill a deer?
Come on, go faster.
I want to feel the bugs in my face.
I want to feel alive.
No shit. But, yeah, we're going to get interviewed that day. They will be here in our studio. So you're going to actually get fresh pictures on what the studio looks like.
Yeah.
You know, so that'll be fun, man. I thank you so much to those guys for choosing us to come on their magazine for, I believe it's for next month or for the month of August. I'm not sure. Yeah. I haven't really... dot the I's and cross the T's yet.
We will keep you updated as to when that
and
comes out.
As soon
out.
As they come out, I'll shoot the link so you guys can buy the magazine or check it out online. For sure, I'm buying a couple. One here for the studio and pass out to the family for sure. And I think Chu will probably buy a couple of himself. A
couple thousand.
He wipe his ass with them. Remember?
One autograph?
You got DNA. Yeah. You can make another one of me.
Congratulations. By the way, if I can adjust your imagination a little bit.
No.
I wouldn't be feeling bugs in my face. Going to the island, you get hit by a pelican, okay?
This is true.
Yeah.
Pelican crap.
Yeah, pelican crap. Seagull crap.
Yeah, seagull
full crap. Body pelican.
That would be... You know, we should try that next year. That's something that might work.
Don't threaten me with a good time, dude.
It worked for Jackass.
Just let it
sink in a little bit. Let it sink in a little bit, man. Oh,
and look
God.
How well it went for them.
No shit.
Oh, God, please tell me.
Oh, man. There's something else I wanted to bring up also, man. I know we're in the month of July. We got great guests coming in this Thursday. I know we have Rune Cross coming in. We were listening to their stuff before. The show started, and I was saying, bro, these guys are amazing, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you can check them out on their YouTube page, or you can check them out on Spotify. They have the newer stuff on Spotify. They have the older stuff on YouTube. And the first thing I tell them, what does it remind you of, bro, when you hear these guys? Man, you were saying at first, you said, like, bro, if it takes me back to school, you know, to those Club X years on the second floor where they played this music.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. If you were into
that era.
If there was that one hot goth girl that you were hoping to hook up with, you went to Club X and you went to the second floor and you went to the techno side.
Yep.
And that's where you heard a lot of music that it sounds like it would have slapped if they had played it.
Yeah, dude.
In there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even till right now when I listen to it, when I'm listening to it, it's It's actually a real crew groove, man. I love the way.
Can you give them a little hint? Or?
I can give you just a little bit. I don't know because I don't want to get hit with a copyright law, but I will give you a little bit of that. Let me research it real quick here on my YouTube channel, on YouTube real quick, see if I can find it real fast for you. But their music, like I said before, really good stuff, man. Let me see. Do I have it? Did I save it? Yeah, here it is. Did I say? I'll give you some of their old stuff, man, because. When I have to say thank you, a big shout out to Mingo for hitting me up to these guys, man. I didn't know who they were, and then he told me, dude, you got to hear these guys. I go, what do you mean? I go, these guys are freaking amazing. You got to take you back. You got to take you back to the early 90s, a little bit late 80s. Even maybe to the 95, 94 era.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
You know, they definitely like have a little bit of a Depeche Mode vibe.
Yes. Yeah, like a little bit of a Depeche Mode here.
There's a little bit of a taste of that.
Let me give you a little taste of this real quick. Look at that. Listen to that. Just a little bit. And we'll talk over the music so it won't hit us that bad.
Yeah.
There you go. Look at that. These are the guys who'll be here this Thursday, guys. Their music is amazing. Dude, the vocals.
I'm telling you, dude, this.
Just a taste. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, when I hear this, it reminds me, like I said, so much of Depeche Mode and all that stuff. And I go, this reminds me of a lot of raves.
I'm not kidding, dude. Like, that took me back to, like, the Club X days.
New Wave.
Yeah,
the New Wave era.
Yep.
You know. That one person that was on the wall dancing. Like, you're like,
oh, they never let me close to
it. They drop something? Like, what are they trying to find the floor? You know, but
are they in need of assistance?
Really? This was back, mind you, this is back in the early 90s, late 80s.
Yeah.
But, you
know, as much as I ever tried to, they never let me in the tube of those. You know, I never
got really?
Straight. No.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Well, it might have something to do with me being 380 pounds. I don't know.
It was just more than love, buddy.
I thought so too, but apparently they had a different opinion.
Unfortunately, they were like, "No, sir, you need to stay downstairs. Capacity on these staircase is only 250." Remember,
this cute, tiny goth girl with big boobs, or this 6'4" teenager with big boobs. We're gonna go with the girl.
Yeah. We're gonna let that one slide.
That's Ruinkros.
Ruinkros, man.
Ruinkros.
Yes, look them up, guys. It's a great valley from Weslaco, Texas, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
These guys are awesome. They'll be on the program this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Do not miss out. It should be a real good one. But we are rolling in at 53 minutes. We're coming close to an hour already. I was going to bring something. I know we're talking about that, but I was going to bring something else up, and it just slipped my mind that what I wanted to bring
That's
up.
That's happening a lot more lately.
I know. It's the age.
Yeah.
It's the age.
Yeah. How old are you? 31?
Well, you know what? Hey, thank you, buddy. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give you your leg back after the show. No,
thank you. I need that. That's a prescription, sir.
Now I remember I wanted to say condolences to two families that are missing their sons right now, or husbands, or brothers, or uncles, or grandfathers even also. Big shout out to, my heart goes out to the Mata family and Cassiano family. Both of these guys were my high school buddies, but you know, there were people that you would see in the hallway. You would talk to them for a little while and say hi, you know. They're no longer with us. They were taken away from us a little way too early. I believe one of them was just going to turn 49. The other was barely going to turn 50. I mean, for me, 50's right around the corner, man, and it really hits home.
Yeah,
it really hits home, man. And you know, thinking about that, you know, when we're young, we like, you know, you go out and do whatever you want. You get older, okay, all right, you try to maintain, you know, your life, business, the way you eat, you take care of yourself, what so have you. When you're around your 40s, you know, me and my buddy talk about this all the time. You know, we start to realize, hey, you know what? I can't be doing that anymore. You know, yeah. You know, can't jump off the sofa like I used to back in the day. You know, I can't jump off the roof like I used to back in the day. You know, but you can push someone off. But no, but you know, you start to realize that you run around that age. 50 is a very, very delicate number. You start seeing the changes in yourself little by little, and you need to start taking care of yourself. So those of you that are coming around the age of 50 or in their 40s, people that are anywhere from 40 and above, take care of yourself, man. You know, people ask me, what's the most favorite thing you like to look at every day? Empty funeral homes. Why? That means another person gets to live another day. That's the way I look at it every day. I love seeing empty funeral homes. I don't like to see vehicles out there. I like to make sure another person got an extra day with their family, their loved ones. You know, that's something that makes me smile every day. But
yeah, condolences to those families, man.
Yeah, so condolences to both of those families. And you know, we're sorry for your loss, and we hope you know, time is healing. Healing is time. You know, it's gonna take some time. But
you know, it's funny when you say that about you know, turning 50. You know, I like to think of it as, you know, that's the age where you finally realize, okay, I'm old.
Yeah.
You know, because like up until then, like even now, like you're like just trying to fight it.
Yeah.
Like now, I can still do it. You know.
Okay, I accepted it, bro.
So I can't eat, you know, spicy food anymore after 8. You know, because otherwise it's a tragedy. But
I knew that since I was 45.
Yeah, but you still do it every once in a while. Yes,
shut up,
you
Chew.
Do.
Shut up, Chew. Don't get to my business.
Fucking liar.
but yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, 50 is like where you just... Yeah, Bucky. you just accept it. You know, it's just like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm officially old now, and, you know, it's time to just accept it and just go with what I know I can do for sure. And
yeah, and you reach that age, you're finding that... I look at it, you're at the top of the mountain already.
Yeah.
You're up there already. You're seeing what holds in front of you. And what is it, ladies and gentlemen? Another freaking mountain that you got to climb, because you got to reach that 100. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But and there's quite a few people that have reached it. So you just need to take care of yourself. 58 minutes of the podcast, guys. I want to say thank you to everybody who's listening to our Spotify. Those of you that have been prominent with us from the very beginning when we started this podcast, thank you so much. It's rare when Chew and I get to have a little fun like this, what we're having, the way we're talking. Big shout out.
Well, actually, we've decided that's probably for the best.
Yeah. We won't have any more of these.
No, this will never happen again.
This will never happen again. Tune in tomorrow. No.
Oh, what can I bring up one more thing?
What's up, buddy?
I'd like to ask our audience, if they're listening right now, if they can leave a comment on whether or not they'd like you to do any more studio invasions.
Oh, yes. We did have a studio invasion on...
well, you and
my brother Quez.
Quez.
We did a studio invasion. That episode was awesome. We had a lot of fun. And we did a second one, which was like a Midnight Magic.
Yeah.
Ooh. That one was pretty fun to do, too. So check those out on the Triple B.
The Big Beautiful Bill podcast.
No, it's not. Yes. The Triple B.
They're changing the name, all right.
We got to change the name, dude.
We got to change the name.
No, the Big Triple B over in Mixcloud, man. Check them out. They're great podcast, man. Great podcast. And also, don't forget, after we're out, 9 o'clock, you got Cafe Cheese, man. You got my little brother coming up here and stirring up some adult stuff. So stay tuned to watch them, man. Make sure they got a beautiful, beautiful audience, bro, that jumps in and throws a lot of wild comments. You'll be very interested to listen to.
I'm almost afraid sometimes to listen to this podcast.
They're very interesting. They're very interesting.
Like, oh, good heavens.
It's like Skinamax, but only in Facebook and radio sign.
Only not at all.
But ladies and gentlemen, we are an hour in. I want to say thank you to everybody that listens to us through Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, that follows our YouTube channel, that follows us on our Facebook, all the likes and comments. We appreciate everybody that tunes in each and every week. And those that are on top of it, hey, you didn't release an episode this week. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll try my best.
We weren't there, yeah. All right? We know.
We know
we didn't, all right? But, you just got to go with the flow, please.
No kidding. But thank you so much, man. If it wasn't for you guys and our sponsors, we wouldn't be doing this what we enjoy doing every week, man. Thank you so much to all our families.
Absolutely.
Also. Chu, any last words there, buddy?
Just please, if you can remember, if you can do anything, please donate to the families affected by the floods. And if all you can do is say prayers for them, then please, by all means, say prayers. But all the help that you can give would be greatly appreciated, I'm sure.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to close out this show with our sponsors ending it for us. Once again, thank you so much to everybody tuning in. Those that tune in and watch tonight, God bless you, man. We will see you Thursday, 7:30 p.m. with who is it again?
Runecross.
Yes.
Almost.
Almost. Words high. Are very unnecessary.
It's going to be a good one, man. Yeah. Tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And we leave you with our sponsors. And like always, guys, sign us off, buddy.
I've been Chew.
And I'm Ooh, like always, latest, gayest. Peace out.
Bye, everybody.
We've got a show you gotta know. It's called the Chewing New Podcast. Dynamo on the go. Live streaming live, catch the vibe, we don't archive. Talking talent businesses, it's the rhythm of our hive. Every night new stories ignite, shining so bright. Artists painting dreams, businesses scheme under the spotlight. Nights are hot, the chat is alive, Facebook's blinking live. Tapping toes to the local pros where the passions thrive. Chew on topics, fresh and raw, each word a draw. From coffee shops to rooftop hops, we commit no flaw. Town sprouts, we scream and shout, the valley's about. Breaking norms in all its forms, we bring clout. Get so strong, the drum is drumming, feeling that heat. Poets rhyming, pain is timing, ain't this beat so neat? Feel the long moments to flip, the thought we never stop. Tell stay begin again and take your life to top. So grab your phone, make yourself known, dive into the wave. The valley's hard, we broadcast in the brave and the suave. The Chewing New Podcast, a must-see feat. It's live, it's now, come take your power and praise life.